Car technology. It's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Dr. Stan, once again here with you with the American Freedom Network, and our special guest this morning is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. Joel, good morning. It's good to have you with us again.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. It's good to be with you, albeit a day early this time.
I know. Well, we try to keep that Friday open for you, but we'll try to have it open for next Friday. Anyway, please tell me what the latest issues are that you're evaluating for us.
Well, this week, of course, we have to follow up on last week's big story, which I wrote on the eve of the passing of this revision of the FISA law, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. So it's a done deal now. It was passed last Saturday. And when I look back on it, Dr. Stan, it's just literally amazing that going from a climate of hostility towards warrantless surveilling of American people, they were able to ramrod this major, it's just an open-ended law to give the power to the president and the attorney general to surveil anyone and anyone at any one time. And it's based upon a lie. It's incredible when we look back and see how they did this. They came out a couple of weeks ago and stated that a secret order had been issued by the secret judge at the FISA court. Now, notice that nobody in Congress has seen the order. Nobody in Congress has talked to the judge, and yet the administration tells the Congress that a secret order has been given that prohibits the government from wiretapping or listening in on any conversation of a foreign call routed through U.S. lines or equipment. And so all of a sudden, the intelligence community is saying, oh, we're vulnerable. We are vulnerable to attack at any moment because we can't monitor these calls. But, you know, the assumption was, of course, is that they were monitoring those calls before the FISA judge acted. But all of this, in fact, in my opinion, Dr. Stan, is simply a sham. There was no secret order unless they got together and said, look, we need you to write an order and stop us from doing this so that we can go before Congress and have an excuse that we have a crisis. And I think that's exactly what they did. They came up with a crisis, and everyone, including the Democrats, fell over backwards trying to worship the concept that we have terrorism, it's an immediate threat, and we cannot be without this surveillance power. Now, obviously, the administration made much of the concept that this was strictly foreign conversations that they were having to wiretap. And just because they were routed through U.S. equipment, they were being prohibited. Obviously, there's been no prohibition in the law against listening in on foreign conversations before. But let me tell you from a personal experience that there's no way to separate foreign from domestic. I remember clear back in the 80s when I was chairman of the Conservative National Committee in Washington, D.C., during the Reagan administration, that I made a call to El Salvador to a friend to warn him about a yes man within government who was a reserve military officer, wasn't even active duty. And I made some critical comments about him. Within about a half an hour, that guy was pounding at my door at the office of the Conservative National Committee and demanding to know why I was criticizing him to my friend in El Salvador.
And, of course, for any of our listeners out there, we have been tapping every telephone call, and every email, and recently, but every fax before that. And this has been done by computers, but I'm sure that there's also human intelligence that goes into this. Long antedated 9/11, they're just trying to get legal, justification for what they've been doing for 20 or 30 years. And until the American people check out Echelon, it's written up on the Internet. I mean, they have been violating the laws, but they don't care about the laws because they're above the law. But right now they're trying to get justification what they've been doing for so many years. This is it's so incredible, and the American people are so naive, and if you think that they're not listening to your telephone calls, you're incredibly foolish. It's done by computer, admittedly, but it's been going on long before 911.
Well, you know, there's no way, Dr. Stan, that satellite intelligence, for example, can screen out the difference between domestic and foreign
sure.
calls. It simply is picking up all the electromagnetic radiation coming from the Earth, sorting it out, and recording everything. Now, the administration, when I saw various pundits, various shills for the administration trying to defend this, they talked about, well, we have computers that know how to, can be programmed to distinguish between domestic and foreign. And yet, the journalist didn't catch him on the fact that, wait a minute, that means if you're going to apply something to a computer, it means that you have to capture everything in order to feed it into a computer to have it sorted out.
Sure.
But they didn't ask that question. They didn't embarrass the person by pointing out that his explanation was a tacit admission that, in fact, the government is listening to everything. Now, whether or not they have a computer program that is sorting it out, we just have to take their word for it, because there's nobody, not even in Congress. I mean, Dr. Stan, oversight is a joke. There's nothing that Congress knows in the Intelligence Committee of the House or the Senate that they don't get from the U.S. government. They have no independent information. They have no ability to go in and extract that information, send their own people in to see if what the government is telling them is true. I mean, it's just impossible to have oversight. Everything the government is doing and feeding to the Congress is something that they have created. And so, in essence, the warrant-seeking process is a total sham. Instead of gaining intelligence and bringing partial evidence before a judge to authorize a warrant to search further, the government spies on all communications and then basically takes some of that proof before a judge to get justification for continued surveillance. But it's just going through the process to make it look legal. You know, they only take a few hundred, nothing approaching 1,000 to the FISA court every year, and you can't tell me that that's all the intercepts that they're doing. They have intercept offices in every single telephone exchange and ISP, and they don't show a warrant to the employees when they go into that room. There isn't anybody in the telephone company that stops them.
We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Scouse.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. This is Michael Golden. In the last 3 years, I've released 3 Messianic Praise and Worship CDs, In His Hands, Holy Places, and Worship and Warfare. Lord has blessed and they have sold worldwide. They're now available through the Voice of Many Waters Ministry for only $15 each plus $2 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245 to place your order today. Shalom.
16.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get the Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In the self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. This is Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Joel Skousen. And I can remember a few years ago up in the Wall Street Journal, I'm sure this was before the September 11th attack, when James Woolsey, former head of the CIA, wrote an editorial on the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal entitled, "Sure, We're Listening to You, Your Conversations." And it was basically aimed at Europe, at the corporations there, who were complaining that the America was tapping their telephones and getting their bids on various contracts so it could feed the information to American contractors and companies so we could underbid them. And Woolsey was defiantly said, "Of course we're tapping everybody's phones, but we're not feeding the information to American corporations. We just want to make sure the European corporations are not cheating or doing something dishonest. We're trying to keep them honest. That's why we're tapping their telephones." I mean, flagrant admission that this sort of thing has been going on for such a long period of time.
Well, you know, the Democratic opposition, like Senator Ron Wyden, Democratic of Oregon, was demanding that the peace accord still play a role. You know, the Democrats are objecting to the fact that this bill gives the Attorney General simply the power to decide when it's authorized to do warrantless wiretaps, which is an open-ended thing, especially when you consider that Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez has lied continually to Congress and is not trusted by Congress. But it's nothing more really effective for them to demand that the FISA court still play a role. These judges are all yes men to the administration, including the nameless judge who wrote the order which triggered this crisis, or this supposed crisis. I believe this was a pure Hegelian dialectic crisis meant to push everyone into passing something very fast, and it worked like a charm. Intel czar Mike McConnell only had this compromise to offer. He said, "I would agree to a procedure that provides for FISA court review after needed collection has begun of our procedures for gathering foreign intelligence through classified methods directed at foreigners located overseas." You know, he admitted after the collection has been done. That's proof that what I'm saying is true, that they collect all this data and then they provide review to the court, but it's only after the fact. In fact, the language of the new bill states something to the effect that the FISA court can only view of whether or not there has been substantive or that the government has followed the process or not. It doesn't allow the FISA court to basically give a yay or nay on whether or not this collection of data is improper or proper. In fact, it doesn't even require the government to give any analysis of the actual data, only the numbers of things collected from them. I mean, in essence, there's nothing for the FISA court to review, even if there was going to be some substantive review. But,
well, we're headed towards a police state because this has nothing to do with terrorism. They're collecting dossiers on American citizens.
Well, that's right. And one of the things that's most disturbing, Dr. Stan, is the ease at which the president can declare emergencies. And when, as you have pointed out, when you read these emergency bills, they are really draconian in scope. The president has the power to do anything, even more powers than Hitler had. And in fact, these emergency bills are very much patterned after what Hitler got from the Bundestag, their parliamentary system in Germany in 1939. But one of the things that's most crucial, and nothing is more exemplary of the ease at which the president can declare an emergency, is what happened this week when the president signed another executive order, this time aimed at Lebanon. And it was the same type of property confiscation Lebanon or order, executive order, that he had established last week with Iraq. This one was targeted at Lebanon, and he said, I am declaring a national emergency over this issue that there may be people trying to undermine Lebanon. Now, in what way, shape, or form is this a national emergency for the United States of America? There's just simply no way that we have any protections at all under law if the president can, under the most flimsy excuses, declare a national emergency. And there's simply no procedure to challenge the national emergency. And other than time, you know, the National Emergency Act of 1976, of which the president has quoted as his authority, it's interesting that this authority to use the national emergency, the act in 1976 was supposed to restrict the ability of the president to declare emergencies. Well, it obviously isn't restricting very much if he can declare a national emergency based upon some government in Lebanon. There's no shortage of crises to justify these things. So this is extremely dangerous, and the only thing that is not happening is that it's not being used directly against the American people at this time, though it is selectively against a few individuals.
Well, but the thing is, everything
is there.
Everything is fear. Oh, my goodness, we've got to fear the terrorists. We've got to fear the people who are trying to destabilize Lebanon. And because of the fear, people are willing to go along with it. I'm always thinking, well, it'll be somebody else they're going after. They're not going to be going after me. After all, isn't the government there to protect us? And the government isn't there to protect us. Unfortunately, there are people in charge of government who have an entirely different worldview and agenda.
And neither can we expect protection from the courts. You know, the Americans have a tremendous misplaced respect for their ability to go before the courts and get remedies against the government when it supposedly violates the law. But this isn't really true. The courts really are rubber stamps for government under most cases. Now, they will vote against the government occasionally just to assert or to project what I think is the disinformation, the lie, that they are in fact an independent branch of government. But in fact, this is done simply to bolster the case that they're not controlled, but they are. Nothing is more symptomatic of that than the decision in the Triple Canopy case, which happened just in the end of July. Here, the jury instructions by the judge were able to foil justice. You know, one of the great concerns that arises with everyone who studies the mercenaries over in Iraq, these private security contractors, is that murders, assaults, and other serious crimes are being committed by these people. No one's being held accountable. You know, a legal proceeding just concluded in Virginia, which was supposed to bring them to account, but the jury concluded that it was forced to do what its members considered an injustice because they were forced to do this based upon the judge's explicit instructions. If you find such and such, you must rule in such and such case. Now, the case is very interesting because it's so egregious. This happened in Fairfax County, Virginia, right outside the Washington, D.C. Capitol. It found that the major private security firm Triple Canopy did not wrongfully terminate two of its employees after they reported that their supervisor made unprovoked and lethal attacks on Iraqi civilians. The case stemmed from the accusations of two men who worked for Triple Canopy, Charlie Shepard and Shane Schmidt. Both of them are former U.S. military people working for Triple Canopy, as usual. And their supervisor, Jacob Washburn, decided that he was going to kill somebody on July 8, 2006, the day before he was to leave Iraq. He wanted to kill somebody before. So he was going down the road with them, and he opened up on these vehicles just driving down the road opposite him, killing a person lethally and shooting at several other vehicles. Now, Triple Canopy terminated these two people for blowing the whistle on this supervisor. And then they made the excuse that the reason they were terminated is because they had delayed reporting this incident to the company, which was a violation of company policy. Isn't that the most hypocritical thing you could ever believe? To cover for their company, they terminate them supposedly for not reporting when in fact they were putting pressure on these two people for days that if you report this, we're going to terminate you. And based upon that delay and the argumentation between company officials and the whistleblowers, they used that to justify their defense in court. Now, the jury rightfully felt that it needed to speak to the greater issues of accountability of private contractors. And but the judge issued instructions to them that they could only rule on whether or not they were terminated based upon having delayed. And it was a simple thing that they had delayed reporting this. But the reasons why they had delayed, which were the company's fault, trying to convince them not to report these things, were not taken into consideration. So the jury foreman, Leah Overby, said, although we fine for Triple Canopy, we strongly feel that its poor conduct, lack of standard reporting procedures, bad investigation methods, and unfair double standards should not be condoned. Well, that's not the least of it. The least of it is this man who shot these innocent Iraqis should be hauled before a court and tried for murder. And Triple Canopy wanted to cover up their supervisor who committed multiple homicides. So this is an example of why we're not going to find any respite from the courts.
Well, America's in real trouble today, and where is the outcry from our people? We seem to be more concerned about who's going to be the quarterback for the 49ers this year, because the regular quarterback is holding out, or, you know, will Barry Bond get another home run tonight, rather than what happened over Iraq, where there's wanton murder of civilians and going unpunished.
Well, we have an out-of-control government, and nothing's more emblematic of that than the dark side activities of the CIA so-called interrogation program, which is nothing more than a terrorist program. There was a secret Red Cross report that described the agency's detention and interrogation methods as tantamount to torture. And how they got these reports from interviewing people that have gotten away from Guantanamo Bay specifically. It's very interesting that it appears that the real reason why the government is keeping these people incarcerated at Guantanamo is to keep down. I mean, sure, they can apply the law of secrecy and national security to reporters who are not allowed to testify or talk about or even know about the interrogation, or enhanced interrogation methods that the U.S. uses. But they certainly can't stop a prisoner. They're under no obligations to protect the national security of the U.S. who tortured them. So when these prisoners get out, they are detailing for the Red Cross exactly the kind of abusive treatment they went in here. And here's a quote from that report that has repeatedly argued that there's no justification for keeping secret what interrogation techniques the CIA is permitted to use. The author said, in particular, it's absurd to classify something that is revealed to people outside the government who have no duty of confidentiality, i.e. the detainees themselves on whom these techniques are used. Those persons are free to disclose the information to others, as they have now done to the Red Cross interviewers. Now, notice that the Red Cross, being very much in bed with government, made this report secret to protect it from public scrutiny. It was only because it was leaked by a Red Cross person that we know about it today. Now, because of this, of course, it's necessary to keep in detention these people at Guantanamo in isolation, presumably forever, in order to, you know, as a prior restraint on speech concerning their knowledge of what the government has done to them. So what's this formal torture consist of? You know, despite all the rhetoric and the executive order prohibiting torture from the CIA, a former member of a CIA transport team participating in this extraordinary rendition, described the, quote, takeout of prisoners as a carefully choreographed 20-minute routine. The subject is hogtied, that means bound hand and foot with the feet bound to him behind him, stripped naked, photographed, hooded, sedated with anal suppositories, placed in diapers, and transported on a plane to a secret location. A person involved in the Council of Europe, referring to cavity searches and the frequent use of suppositories during the takeout of detainees, likened the treatment to sodomy. He said it was used to absolutely strip the detainee of any dignity.
We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Shelton.
With Destiny Lending, manufactured homes have been difficult to finance. Has that changed?
Yes. We have programs for up to 100% financing on single and double wide, with or without land. Rural homes also qualify. Stop paying outrageous interest rates just because you own a manufactured home.
So call Angela Smith with Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. That's 970-988-3840.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Cut off for some reason.
Okay. Don't feel bad. I got cut off too and got back on again under any circumstances. Though I just wanted you to tell our listeners how they can get a copy of World Affairs Brief and perhaps decide to go ahead and subscribe.
Well, the World Affairs Brief is showcased on my website, www.worldaffairsbrief.com. And if you go to worldaffairsbrief.com, you'll see right on the front page a synopsis of the current World Affairs Brief. I do an analysis of the news every Friday. As the news stories are posted on the website, the raw news stories, the best that are culled out from all of the thousands of stories each day. So so it saves you a lot of research time to go to worldaffairsbrief.com. And then I do a commentary in my newsletter to subscribers. There is a modest fee to subscribe to the weekly World Affairs Brief. And if your listeners would like a sample copy of the current World Affairs Brief, they can always email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. That's editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And I'll be happy to send one out. If they forget that, they can go to worldaffairsbrief.com, and it tells them how to do that right on the front page.
Fine. Well, I certainly recommend it. I look forward to reading my World Affairs Brief every single day. And incidentally, I recommend everyone with a computer go to World Affairs Brief every morning. And even if you don't subscribe, why, you can pull down the summary of the articles they have. It gives you an excellent idea of what's really going on in the world without having to go to a number of other websites. So pick up the story from there, Joel.
Well, we're talking about CIA torture, how they take them down in a most depraved manner, put them on board these flights, tied up naked, cold, in an airplane, and then the interrogation techniques include waterboarding, which is where a person is on an inclined board, not quite upside down, but head down, and then water is kind of a cloth poured over put over the person's face, and water is constantly poured over the head and the cloth, allowing the person not to breathe and to get water down his nose and nostrils. It's a very choking experience, very, very destabilizing. There's extreme sensory deprivation. The most common one is sleep deprivation. They don't let them sleep for days at a time. And if anyone has ever experienced sleep deprivation, it just makes it very difficult for you to think. To every waking minute is an agony. They put them in stress positions, like in the dog box, that too small of a cell for them to stand, or they're suspended by the ceiling by one's arms, toes barely touching the ground until the pressure on the wrists becomes very painful. They keep them in cold or then hot conditions. I mean, this is torture, Dr. Stan, plain and simple. And the aim, of course, is to reduce the detainees to a state of learned helplessness, create dread and dependency upon their interrogators, who play like the nice guy, and that we can help you get rid of this if you'll talk to us. But the Red Cross, you know, secret report, and I think that's just loathful that the Red Cross would keep this report secret, emphasizes that it was the simultaneous use of several techniques of these techniques for extended periods of time that made the treatment especially abusive. And this does constitute torture. But what's interesting, the remarkable thing, distressing anyway, is that so many lawyers, so many doctors, so many psychologists, American doctors and psychologists, were part of this program, helped design this program, and cultivated within the military the knowledge of how to really get at people without pulling fingernails or, you know, burning people, the traditional methods of torture. And these things are even more effective because of their subtle effect on the psyche.
Just like it was in Nazi Germany, when you have people who've lost their moral foundation.
Well, I'm afraid, Dr. Stan, that this is even worse than what happened in Nazi Germany. Even in Nazi prison camps, our soldiers and things were kept mostly free from torture and free from the kind of degrading treatment that we're talking about. And even after World War II, President Eisenhower ordered the selective killing of millions of German soldiers in our prison camps by denying them food, water, and keeping them exposed in the wintertime weather out in the open, and caused them to die by the millions. So it was it's a real war crimes that occur in these aspects. So it's really the West, and I don't know how they justify this. You know, we're not trained to be like this, but somehow within the government, within the system that teaches a person that they have immunity, that teaches a person that this is for national security and all things are justified for the security of the nation, they somehow corrupt a great many people that get into the military and intelligence services, especially the dark side services. One of my biggest concerns is that these mercenaries, increasing use of mercenaries, is specifically designed to select people who have less principles, that can, in fact, use torture, that can, in fact, use take down American citizens who become anti-war or anti-government, as we shall someday, as we are seeing, in fact.
Well, the American people are responsible for what happened because men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose.
Yes, and I'm afraid those that say yes to a lot of these things, even though they have immunity here on earth, are not going to have immunity from God's judgment after this world. Well, in the switching topics, Dr. Stan, something big, I think, is seeming to be coming in the Middle East. You know, we are seeing the transfer of a great many arms to the Middle East, both to the Arab side and to Israel. The U.S. is trying to build a coalition with all these arms sales against Iran. But it's interesting that Israeli security officials last Monday warned citizens, Israeli citizens traveling in Egypt, Jordan, and other Muslim countries to leave immediately due to concrete and severe threat of terrorist attacks. Now, this frankly is a little dubious. First of all, no terrorist attack targets or is capable of targeting even but a few terrorists or citizens at any one time, especially in a foreign country. So to tell all Israeli citizens to leave immediately Egypt, Jordan, and other Muslim countries is too broad-based to be based upon terror attacks. I think what we're seeing here is the prelude to war in the Middle East, and Israel seems to be wanting to get their tourists out of harm's way. Anyway, this was the alert that just went out.
I don't know if you saw that article last two or three days where Karzai is in Washington, D.C., the president of Afghanistan.
Yes, I saw
our
that.
Puppet. And he was asked by reporters about Iran, and he said, the Iranians are helping us, and they're helping us put down the Taliban. They're helping bring order to our country. And the president says, oh, no, the Iranians are terrible. I wonder who knows more about what's going on in Afghanistan. Well, we'll be right back.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention, and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing Medicaid and Medicare available.
Stand back here at the American Freedom Network and just discussing how the president seems to know far more about what's going on in Afghanistan than President Karzai of Afghanistan does, because the president insists that the Iranians are actually helping the Taliban and trying to disrupt things in Afghanistan, whereas President Karzai had praised the Iranians for their help. So obviously President Bush wants us to know how dangerous Iran is and how they're really disrupting things in Afghanistan. And it's a shame that President Karzai of Afghanistan doesn't know what's going on in his own country.
Well, certainly the government has a concerted effort to try to induce fear and about Iran as they continue to prepare the Middle East for a war within Iran. Here at home, for example, the people continue to be weary of the flight restrictions about liquids and other things. And so, you know, rather than get rid of these insane restrictions, because it has been shown by experts, and I quoted in the World Affairs Brief, that it's extremely difficult to produce any of these liquid explosives in the large amounts required to do the kind of damage they were claiming to do. But the NASA gets tasked by the Department of Homeland Security to put together an experiment to show how these liquid explosives work. And so they put a little, several ounces together, and they apply a very high voltage electric spark to it, and it causes an explosion. And they're showing this all over the internet now, not the internet, but all over television stations. Most of the news stations carry this as an example. Now, this is why we have these restrictions. What they fail to realize is what NASA can create in the chemical lab with very precise proportions. And it's a very unstable liquid. It's something that just is not something that an amateur could mix up in a laboratory within an airplane. And you set off this explosive, everybody nods their head and said, oh, yes, these explosives and liquids are very dangerous. We find also there's a PR campaign going around in Homeland Security, briefing all of the TSA employees in every local jurisdiction. They put a shoe together with some C4 explosive, and they explode it. You know, what's very interesting is a person who's done explosives in the military before, these are relatively small explosions that they're setting off, and it's very doubtful if those size of explosions that they even showed in a test are capable of doing significant damage to an airplane. But nevertheless, you have, and we saw the interviews of the TSA employees say, oh, this is really important, this is what we're searching everybody for. I dare say that not one TSA employee has ever found any plastic explosives on the heel of a shoe of a person since this fellow Reed character, who, by the way, didn't even know how to, you know, ignite that plastic explosive. You can't light it with a match. I burned C4. In the military, we used to burn it as sterno-type fuel to heat our rations with. You just light a match to this stuff, and it doesn't explode. It burns very slowly and very evenly. It makes a very good, albeit expensive, way to heat food. But for them to proclaim that these things are credible threats and that these are things that the TSA employees have to be watching for is just so much propaganda.
Well, but they've got to keep us afraid. It's ruled by fear. Oh, my goodness, if we don't have everybody checked going through the airports, why Osama bin Laden is going to start, you know, taking down our planes and blowing them up. And yet, of course, as you pointed out so well, if there was really a threat, why have there been no major attacks in almost 6 years since 9/11? Why are our borders open? Why doesn't every plane have air marshals on it? Why isn't every pilot armed? And the reason is because the government knows the truth, and that there is no threat other than that they are creating. And of course, they are getting more and more of the Muslims upset to hate us. They're doing everything we can to get us to hate the Muslims, everything they can to get the Muslims to hate us in preparation for the war. And when are the American people going to wake up to the fact we're being manipulated by propaganda?
Well, you know, it's my point that not so much that we've had a lack of major terrorist attacks, we've had a lack of minor terrorist attacks. In other words, it's easy for the American people to see how you know, it'd be very difficult to pull off a major 9/11 type attack. You know, it was impossible to pull that one off even without government participation because it took explosives to bring those buildings down. But even if terrorists were to provide a high-profile attack, it requires a lot of planning and sophistication. My point is that if terrorism is strapped, if they're on the run, as government claims that they are, then they can still run people across the border with a little satchel full of explosives and blow up Amtrak train tracks or electrical pylons or put a leave a suitcase outside a baggage check in an airport or in a bus station. There's just no way to stop minor, small terrorist attacks. And since we aren't having those, I can only surmise it's because we don't have anything but controlled terrorism. And the controlled terrorism is reserved for these high-profile attacks. The worst thing the government wants to do is that independent terrorism running around small malls in the country dropping off bombs, of which there is no protection.
Sure.
Other than to shut down our free society. Even in Israel, with a guard at every mall and every major department store door, you still have terrorists slipping through that suicide bombers and killing themselves. There's very little you can do to stop terrorism if it really exists, and so that begs the question even more forcefully. Why haven't we had small, normal acts of terrorism with complete open borders that we have?
Well, I'm glad you keep asking that question, because we have to try to get the American people to think and to question what we're being told by the official propaganda arm of our own government.
Well, you know, it's interesting on Iraq that the Pentagon's already talking about keeping a residual force there permanently. U.S. forces, according to Senator Carl Levin, will probably be in Iraq for a, quote, protracted period to support the country's year-old government. That was according to a testimony of Robert Gates, said on Sunday. He says, we anticipate trying to work out with the Iraqi government an arrangement whereby we could be a residual presence of U.S. forces as a stabilizing and supporting force in Iraq for some protracted period of time.
Like we have in Germany since the Second World War, like we have in Japan since the Second World War, like we have in Korea since the Korean War. Joel, thanks so much for being with us. Have a safe trip. We'll talk to you next week.
Go ahead, expand Make My Day Law. You can protect your valuables while you are at home. And Liberty Safe will protect your guns, coins, and paper goods while you are away. Go to Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply, your Liberty Safe dealer, and get a safe to suit your needs. They also carry firearms, have an indoor shooting range, and shooting instruction so you can take advantage of the new, improved Make My Day Law. Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Liberty Safe, helping to protect your valuables. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry Street.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoy our conversation with Joel. I know I always do, and we always learn a great deal. So, you know, if you're interested in helping us, continue what we're doing and getting Joel's message and the message of the truth out to the American people, why we hope many of you will seriously consider joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And we have outlets, about 60 of them every week. We're certainly not large, but it is an expensive undertaking. So if you'd like to help, our number 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack from within today. And we're under attack because there are people who have a different worldview, who seized control of both political parties, the wealth of our nation, the great tax-exempt foundations, the media, the corporations, and of course they are using their control over the media to manipulate America into a dictatorship. This is what it's about, to do away with our sovereignty, to mold us into a one-world government, a new world religion, because everything is based upon an intense hatred of Christianity. And then, of course, in preparation for a new world leader. That's what it's all about. When you understand this, everything makes sense. That's why they want to take us to war in Iran. They want, of course, to kill off an awful lot of Christians, an awful lot of Americans, and, of course, the Jews, and then, of course, they want to kill the Muslims, too. After all, aren't there too many people in the world? We are dealing with people with a different mindset. And until you understand, there are really people who have a different view of the world. You can't understand anything going on, and they all work through secret societies. And, of course, people say, well, the Council on Foreign Relations is not secret. Ah, but it was formed as a front for a secret society, and there are people within it who know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. A lot of people in the CFR don't know what's going on. Trilateral Commission was formed, according to Barry Goldwater, to be able to control the financial and commercial interests of the world by first seizing control of the American government. And they've always controlled it since 1976, when they got Jimmy Carter elected, and the president or the vice president always comes from the Trilateral Commission. We have a one-party system, but they can't let you know that. And, of course, they are using America's wealth and America's military to bring about this one-world government. You need to get my talk, Brotherhood of Darkness, available on VHS, DVD, or the book. You need to get my talk, The Secret, A Forbidden Secret. It's available in VHS, DVD, and comes with a syllabus, the videos, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginnings, and the video of the Riddles in Stone, telling you about the secret societies, how they tie in one to another, and, of course, why we're really fighting in the Middle East. Oh, believe me, we're not fighting in Afghanistan because we're trying to catch Osama bin Laden. So they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Let me suggest Chris Pinto's excellent DVD, The Atlantis Connection. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get the Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Looks like a beautiful day for a space shuttle launch. Correspondent John Belmont is at Kennedy Space Center.
The heat wave that's beating up on much of the nation is bringing drier air to central Florida. That's good news for this evening's scheduled launch of Shuttle Endeavour, meaning just a small chance of the thunder showers that are part of a typical August afternoon here at the Cape.
So an 80% chance of good weather today.
Mike Curry of the United Space Alliance speaking for NASA. The VIP stands 3 miles from the launch pad will be filled with more than half the original teacher and space candidates from the 1980s. They cheered on Christa McAuliffe 2 decades ago, and they say they'll wish Godspeed to astronaut educator Barbara Morgan today.
Strong enough to do some real damage and a